Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this Ian and Catherine podcast from the archive. If you like what you hear and you want to get a more up-to-date edition of the show, why not head to www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine.
Let's tweet the hell out of this by doing one tweet.
Do it hard. Press it hard.
We are live.
No, Ray.
Ray is live. We are live at www.twitch.tv/TLNA. Last free show of the month. 0203.
Is that true? 6, 6, 3, 7, 8. Isn't there one tomorrow?
It's not free.
Oh.
Let me show you.
Guess what I got today? I got another chat, it's fate.
Oh, beautiful.
And I've got one from last time too.
Can I show you, this will amuse you.
Go on. You act as if I'm easily amused.
You'll be amused by this. Oh God, you'll be amused by this. I took a screenshot of...
Flipping
I don't
it.
Understand how, I don't understand.
You know when you buy a thing from a shop and then you keep getting messages saying, do you want to buy the thing? And you no. bought the thing, you only
oh,
need one.
Oh God.
Keep getting that.
Oh, there's no, they can't see us. Jeez, hang on a minute.
Maybe you prefer it that way.
There we go. Thank you for the sub, Doms. Look who followed us at 1:15 this afternoon on Twitch.
Nice try.
Where's your problem, Sofa King? We know you're here. What is your problem? Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. You are welcome to it. Upbeat, pumping.
What's happened to make this pump?
I was playing, I was playing some games earlier. I did a gaming stream for the first time in ages. Lovely bit of COD.
That's about Call of Duty. That,
Call of Duty,
not fish.
I'm getting sent the new Call of Duty for free, and also there's this retro game. You know these? I buy these retro gaming consoles, handhelds, and then I never use them, but I buy them.
Yeah.
Well, I saw one that I wanted to buy, and I blame the Computer Game Show guys because they were talking about it, and I wanted to buy it. It was $160, and I wanted to buy
pushers.
It. Wanted to buy it. I wrote to the company. They're going to send me a free one.
Okay.
From China.
Okay.
Chinese hooky, Chinese thing. Mandy's here. Claire. Cycle Tor. Quite bloke. Dom, thank you for the sub. Glasto tweets. Sketty. Super Saint Cock Bongo. I need a new car. So sub. Or donate.
Please.
£12,000. Ah, cars are so expensive. The last car I bought was the Crash, which was, I guess, 3 years ago. And it's on its way out, right? The clutch is going. I had to bunny hop it to Prince's Risborough in second gear. And I dropped it off at the garage. They said, oh, we can't look at it. It was like 5 p.m, so we can't look at it.
We're going home, but
leave it here and we'll have a look. So then went out a coffee. And as I was walking out of the coffee house, the mechanic was driving my car. And I said, how did you get that going? He said, well, come in, let's go for a little drive and we'll see.
He blew up his pipe, didn't he?
He blew up the pipe. He said there was air stuck in it. And he said, now it's working. Now, it's either going to carry on working or it's going to break and you're going to need a new clutch. I would suggest you drive it and see how it goes. I've been driving it and see how it goes. And every now and then...
Oh, bless me.
No, David Turner, you do not get it. He's subscribed, thank you. Every now and then, it won't go into gear. And that was the thing, it wouldn't go into gear. You just wouldn't. It wouldn't hit the gear. And every now it won't hit the gear. But if I, Greeny Bloke, thank you for the sub. If I pump the clutch, it then goes into gear. You've got to pump it. So you know, I've got long drives, I've got kids, I need a car that's reliable.
You need reliability, we all do.
Right, I'm gonna get a new car. I'm gonna get a new car. And a second hand car. And so I took it to the garage where I got this one. And I got this one maybe like, by the way, new thumb ring. Look at that. Thank you. That looks cool. I got it from the garage, from her. I got it from the garage where I got mine. I think mine cost like £13,000-£14,000. And I got quite a good price on my previous car because it was a write-off and the insurance paid quite well, actually, as it happens. So I went there and all of the cars there, the cheapest one was £24,000, 26, 27, 28, 35. I'm going, what? Anyway, I saw a £27,000 car that I really liked. Knew I couldn't afford it, but he wouldn't tell me how much my car was worth unless I entered a conversation.
They never do, because they want to sell you a loan.
Ben, thank you for the sub. So I said, all right, well, how about this one? Let's go and do some maths. And he asked me all the questions about my car, and there are some dings on it, and it hasn't got a full service history, and the engine light is on. This is so boring, but it's my life. The engine light is on. It works perfectly, but the cruise control doesn't work. And it's one of those cars where you press a button to start it. And normally you press, get a Dacia. I was looking at a Dacia. And you press the button and press the clutch. But this doesn't work. This is you press the button and you press the brake.
Oh, that doesn't sound
so
right.
So I said to him, this is it. And he went,
of course he did.
And then he turned the screen around and said, that's it. And it was 5,300 exchange. And I said, no. He said, is that what you were thinking? I said, it was way off. He said, what would you like? I said, I'd need 9 or 10 to make this feasible. He said, okay, well, thanks very much for popping in. And that was that. Then I went and looked at another garage. And then I looked at those garage Cinch that Ryland advertises. And there's another one, Kazoo.
And Kazoo, yeah, you can.
Okay. And there are actually some cars on there that are like £14,000, right, for a decent dad car. Yeah. It's got to be reliable. Now, if I can get... So I've now put my car into a garage to get it fixed, to get the engine fixed, right? So if I can get 5,500, 6,000 for that, right, I can, you know, it's after Patty. I can get £4,000 out of my savings quite uncomfortably. And then the rest of it you buy on the Never Never. Now, I've never done that before. I've always been fortunate enough I've gone and put it on the Switch. But so the last £5,000 would be on the Never Never, but not one of those Never Nevers where you pay it. You have this. You pay it for ages. Then you have to pay like a big, like thousands of pounds at the end to buy it. That was nuts.
It was a lump sum, yeah.
I'm not doing that.
But I wish I'd have known I was going to do that, because all the way through I was looking at the mileage going, This is going over the agreement. I'm going to be stung for this. And it really, it spoiled my enjoyment of the car. I will never, ever, ever do that again.
Well, that's it. And I'm not doing that. So I've looked, if I do that, if I get 5,000 on the Never Never, I can, and pay it off, I think, over 36 months, it's like £170 a month. Shout out, man. It's, this is stretching everything. This is stretching everything. You know, if I hadn't just had the Patty-thon, I'm paid for Patty, it would be all right. It would be all right. You know, it would be uncomfortable. It would be all right. This is more uncomfortable.
Hear this, Patty. This is your fault.
So I've got to take the car. I'm just hoping that the clutch holds out. I'm just hoping that the clutch holds out. Does this mean your trip to Japan is off? No. I have ring-fenced that money. I am ring-fencing that money. I might have to take a little bit out of it, actually. I might have to take a little bit.
There is a gate in the ring fence.
There is a hole. The fox has made a hole. So that money is kind of ring fenced because I've kind of told my boys there's a big surprise coming at Christmas. So I'm
the surprise is no presents.
So so it's
this microphone.
I know, I don't know why it does
it's
that.
It's rude.
So I need a new car.
Get up and stay up.
I need a new car. That's why they'll stay up. Honestly, it's just one thing after another. And of course, me being me, are Tesla sending you a free one? Japan is still on, but they have to drive there in a Honda Jazz. Me,
hey,
being,
I used to have a Honda Jazz. It's an excellent car.
Being me, right? That's annoying me.
Telling me about it.
Me being me.
What's annoying
of course,
you about
I,
this on the lob?
That bit there. Me being me. Dave's got a new car. Me being me. I am seeing this as a reminder that I'm a failure and I'm not working.
Oh,
that's how it's gone. That's where
not
it's gone.
A mechanical problem.
No. That's where it's gone. That's where it's gone for me. You know, oh, money. I haven't got money. I haven't got the money to do this thing. And it, you know, that is safe and is reliable and will get me to college and will be safe for my kids. So that's been my day. So Ian needs a new car. Lovely radio show last night.
It was nice.
Lovely, lovely radio show. Did you listen?
I like the light spanking that someone got. I enjoyed that.
Someone told a really horrible, misogynistic, violently misogynistic joke.
Yeah.
And got very, very... Do you want to hear a bit of it? Got very... Because that's the only bit that's recorded. Got very, very angry when I said, well, it's not funny. And then kept phoning back. One of those. Kept phoning back.
It was it's a person that I would like to refer to hitherto as a dictim, right? They say something dickish and then play the victim when they're caught out on it. It was that.
Robert
over
Sausage,
and over again.
Ever considered hiring a car? No, I can't. I have to own it. I have to have it. So let's this I'm gonna so he's told the joke. He kept phoning up and he told this joke that started with a line about a woman being stabbed.
Are you going to play the beginning bit or are you going
I haven't got the beginning bit.
Do you want to hear a joke about an actress getting stabbed? Who says yes?
And I just kind of thought no. And also, I would have thought no anyway. But also with the Sarah Everard story fresh in our minds, you know, if you can be doubly against something, that you know, I was against it. I wasn't going to let it happen anyway. But with that so fresh in our minds, no. Not just no. No.
Also, why do you want to tell a joke about a woman getting stabbed?
Because he wanted to impress me.
Everything that man does is to impress you, right?
Well, we don't know who he is.
Yes, we do. It's the guy that was ringing up before saying, why is she late? And he was having a conversation
with
me.
Oh, is it him?
Why won't he take my calls? And I've said to him in the past, why is it so important that you speak to him? Why is it so important that you get his feedback?
Oh, I didn't realise.
So this isn't a new thing.
I wouldn't have given him the time of day if I'd have known that. Right, so I have to skip forward a bit. You're going to hear a bit of Dave.
As you know, my dog died last week, so...
Yeah. That treatment had me laughing.
I think I can jump forward on this system. There we go. You seem very adamant to keep saying
why
that
would
you
I
don't want
my
approval.
Why do you make it all about yourself?
I'm willing to have a conversation, or do you just want to talk?
Well, stop making it all about yourself, and we'll have a chat. Go on.
I don't think.
By the way, 3 years ago about pizza, that wasn't me. So.
But what I'm proud of, right, is that even a year ago, I lost my temper with
him. You bezicked him.
I bezicked him, and I got quieter and quieter. And the ending is beautiful.
About that.
Okay, well, so then you've never done a funny joke then. Okay, fine. Well, then we know what we're dealing with. That joke is offensive. Some people in the chat are saying that joke is offensive. So whether you accept whether you accept that it can be perceived as offensive or not is irrelevant because people have found it offensive. It's misogynistic.
Okay.
Do I sound that quiet when the thing's going out?
I don't remember it being that quiet.
Okay. Right. I'm so sorry.
I thought you wanted to hear what I was saying, but you keep talking. No. I'll shut up. You do your bit, and then we'll finish the show. Where you go? I won't talk anymore.
So have you never said a sensitive joke ever on your radio show or Twitch or anything? You never said like a simple joke.
Not about a woman being stabbed. Not about a woman being stabbed. No.
It's not about a woman getting stabbed.
It literally starts off with the line about a woman being stabbed.
Is it joking? It's not bloody.
It's only an imaginary woman imagining being stabbed.
I'm not, the thing is, the joke is, I guess it was in a pub, where the spoons know with a knife. You can do that joke without the horrible violence at the start.
I think the joke is that actress, Reese Witherspoon, with a knife.
Oh, I thought it was the Weatherspoons.
I mean,
okay. I got it.
Even when you know
that.
The joke. It's a shit joke.
I didn't know. Suggesting that you, I thought you wanted to chat. You carry on. I will learn my lesson.
See, that's all you do is cut people and overspeak people.
Literally not there.
When you lose an argument, that's all you do.
Lose an argument.
He's watching now, by the way. Good evening.
Stop being quiet and go on. Go on.
I love it.
Be my friend. Call that in. We ain't got all night.
Be my friend. Or at least accept that I'm better than you.
Let's unfold a bit, if I can. I don't know if I can with this. It's slightly shonky.
Do you know what this is? This is the adult version of little boys when they say, what football team do you support? Oh, they're rubbish.
Yeah.
I really want to interact with you, but I feel like I... how do I put myself slightly further above because I feel a bit awkward? Offensive. That's what this is.
I can't drag it forward because there's a... Let me just try with this one here.
Like this.
Oh, there we go. Here we go. So we're at the end. Here we go. I thought you wanted to chat. Carry on. I will learn my lesson.
See, that's all you do is cut people and overspeak people.
Overspeak people.
When you lose an argument, that's all you do. But go on.
The ending is... I'm proud of this.
Stop being quiet and go on. Go on. Call that in. We ain't got all night.
If I thought you were interested in what I was going to say, I would speak. But
yeah, I'm interested. No, I'm waiting for you to chat.
If I thought you were interested in what I was about to say, I would talk. But I've tried it about 10 times, and you've interrupted every single time. So I'm not talking. Go on. If
he
I
said
thought you were interested in what I was going to say, I would put it forward. But I've tried it, and I've been interrupted 10 or 11 times.
I've literally given you the time to talk.
If I thought you were interested in what I was going to say...
Oh, my God.
If I thought you were interested...
Because you can't say anything back to it. You're trying to be smart about it. And carry on. Talk. I'm giving you a chance to talk. Talk.
If I thought you were interested in what I was going
to... I won't say nothing from now. Go.
If I thought you were interested in what I was going to say, I would talk. But I've been interrupted 15 times now, so I'm not going to bother.
Can talk. I'm giving you the chance to talk. Talk. You just won't because, you know, you ain't got a comeback.
You ain't got a comeback. Don't need a comeback.
From what? From not wanting to hear your joke?
You've lost this one, ain't you, Ian? Disappointing, ain't you?
Combative.
Would you?
Would you? That
the one calling with a withheld number all the time?
Ooh. You've lost this one, ain't you? Don't like it, dear.
It's not important for me to win against you.
Dear. Are we still alive, or have you caught me on?
It seems important for you to win against me.
Yeah.
It's not important for
me. Was it this quiet when you were listening, dear listener?
I bet you caught me off, didn't you? I bet we're just having this chat off already. That'll make you look stupid.
But you feel bad, don't you?
Is that right?
Listen to this ending. Magic inspired.
See? Can't talk, can you?
It wasn't this quiet, thank you.
I'm giving you a chance to talk and you can't talk. Oh, disappointing you, Ian. You can't come back, can you?
I suddenly feel like a police tape.
One ending.
Try and have a talk, mate, saying I'm not giving you the opportunity to talk. But I've gave you plenty of opportunities to talk. Are you going to talk?
This music's perfect. Thank you, Alan, for the sub. Gone.
All lights.
Like this. Beautiful. I'm having fun with that. I've been told that if we type in radio anywhere in a podcast service, it comes up.
Good, because I was a bit worried. It seemed to lead with the image and then not necessarily the words.
Let me have a little look. Radio anywhere. Let's see if it comes up on my podcatcher. Oh, no. No, it doesn't. Let's try radio anywhere, Ian Lee. Can you check on your podcast? Jimbo, thank you for the sub. Can you check on your podcast service? If you type in Radio Anywhere, does the Radio Anywhere podcast come up? I tell you why. It was the old rabbit hole late night alternative feed, right? That's where my shows from Radio Anywhere, and when Kath does something, that's where they're going to go. The other shows, nothing to do with me. They own them. We will have links to those shows. They belong to them.
And also, when we put out the best bits, the free 10-minute teaser podcast to try and get people into our Patreon, it's there.
Have a look at your podcast catcher. If you type, it works in Spotify, does it, Doms? Okay, it takes a while to filter through, as we found out at Talk Radio when that bloke took over podcasts and couldn't get it to work. It comes up on Spotify. Beautiful. Subscribe to that, right? Even if you don't listen to it, it helps us, because the live shows I do, we're going to put up there every week with the music taken out. The beds will be fine, but with the music taken out, they're going to go there. They're also going to be repeated. Oh, look, Turner's has done it.
Nice.
Whoa, we're next to Miles.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
They're also going to be repeated throughout the day and throughout the week. There'll be a lot of repeats on that radio station. But get that. That's where the full podcasts are going to do. It comes up on Castbox and Box and Apple Pods. This is brilliant. Here's the other bit of news. From next week, I'm doing 3 shows a week. Monday, Tuesday, 10 till 11.
How'd you do 3, 2, 1?
You know he doesn't do it. If you watch he it, he does that. Monday and Tuesday. Doesn't appear on Podcast Addict. Okay, it's coming. Monday and Tuesday, 10 p.m. till 11 p.m., maybe a bit later, like last night. Wednesdays, 9 till 10. It's got to be a bit earlier on a Wednesday because I'm going to college, my radio station, do what I want to do. So there's going to be 3 shows a week because I've decided I'm going full in on this.
I love it, right? Yesterday it was, what's the point? Today it's everything.
I'm going full in on this. I'm going full in on it. And that's what I've retweeted. Have you seen it? Don't watch it. Don't watch it. I've retweeted that and put plank of the week.
Doesn't like wood.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've made comment about it, but I've not passed on the video because I know that particular outlet only cares about clicks, regardless of who's being made to look a twat.
We'll show it in a minute. I've decided I'm going full in on this. If I'm going to make this work, I can't do half measures. It's going to launch on, I think it's Monday. I think November the 8th is the Monday. It's going to launch on the Monday of that week. We're going to have a schedule in place. We've got Sundays in. Sunday morning is Beatles brunch or breakfast. Sunday afternoon is the Monkees. I'm going to be doing 3 shows a week. We've got the Fadson podcast. We've got the computer game show. We've got the, what are they called? The Dirty
Nerdy
Vest Ladies.
Nerdy T-shirt.
I love their show. Their show is great. We've got Muggy Bonehead, which went out last night. It's like taking acid on acid.
Vicky from the Nerdy T-Shirt Club is Vicky and Fran, and Victoria and Fran, and they are they are two Sheffield women who.
It's great, man.
I mean, they're best mates. They hang out. They play each other's songs. They annoy each other with their songs, and they swear. And but also they have some really great conversations. It's like listening to two women in a pub. It's brilliant. But I was tweeting Victoria earlier on because she's having a bit of a hard time. Her dad's in hospital with COVID.
Is her dad Eamon Holmes?
No.
Okay.
Not that we know of. Not that he knows of. No, her dad's not well. So I sent her lots of love and everything. And everyone was sort of sending
lots of love from the Radio Anywhere team.
Everyone was sending sort of ghost hugs and stuff. I sent her an imaginary brew. And I also put in a little link to, have you seen that compilation of Sean Bean as Sharp saying bastard?
Yes, I have seen that.
She likes swearing. So it's like flowers for her. So she enjoyed that.
And the New Jersey guys are here. TJ's a mono.
So I'm going in full in, right?
Yeah, do it.
And what I need to do, and I'm going to do it next week, so for me, I've said this before, but maybe you didn't hear it. For me, the key radio time that's missing in my life is 7 till midnight. So that's what I'm going to focus on,
yes.
Right? And stuff will get repeated throughout the day, and there'll be music throughout the day, and stuff will be repeated. But 7 till midnight is what I'm going to focus on. And I'm going to do 3 shows a week, and we're going to somehow, I need to play around. Where does the computer game show? I think Muggy Bonehead is great for late night. If you heard it last night, it's just, I love this line. It's like being on acid. On acid, because everything. Remember, Vic Reeves was Morecambe and Wise.
On acid.
It's just nuts. So that I think that's going to be late, and I'm kind of feeling Fadson kind of on a Friday. I mean, they all get repeated, but it's within these slots that are the key. Radio Anywhere merch.
Yeah.
Go to tlna.co.uk. tlna.co.uk. There is Radio Anywhere merch. It's happening, man. It's happening. I've got.
I think I've got myself.
I think I've got four, isn't it?
I mean,
I'm going to get some. I think I've got 4 sponsors.
I want that hoodie.
At £75 a week for 4 weeks. Now, £75 a week, it's just cheap enough that people will take a punt. It's nothing. £75
a week. I want to hear people like, I don't know.
Andy, thank you.
Mobile hairdressers advertising and stuff. I think it could make a big difference.
Well, this is it. If you're a big, I've got some big business. I've got Surfshark signing up. Our friend Gary's signing up.
Good.
And there's a couple of names that you might remember from advertising with us at the start. And have I got any new people, actually? I know that JPU Records is signed up. The others I don't
John
quite
know. John Harris, can I do the 2 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Come in there, John.
For 100 quid?
Come in there, John. So companies, streamers, podcasts, is cheap enough that it's worth a punt. It's also supporting the station and helping it keep alive. Because someone was saying, why are you doing an hour? And I said, because for every hour I do, there's like 3 hours work goes into it in terms of setting up the station. And at the moment, every hour I do, it works out with my cost about 25 quid an hour that it's costing me in terms of PRS and all of this stuff. So that's why. And so by Gregorian is in, the big G is in, you know it. So by supporting £75 a week for 4 weeks, 300 quid, it's supporting the station. It's supporting the vibe. It's proving wrong that I went woke, I went broke. It's 2 fingers up to all of them. You know them?
Also,
2 fingers up to them.
Can I remind you, it's an hour you wouldn't have had before.
Yeah.
And it was an hour that you'd have to pay for.
Oh, it's going to be 3 hours now, at least from me. Plus all these wonderful other podcasts. If nothing comes of this, the fact that I have now got Fadson in my life. What a nice young man he is. What a nice young man. Such a great show. The Nerdy T-Shirt Club. You know, that's a great show, and I hadn't heard that before. It's brilliant. So.
Do you know what was lovely? I found her on Twitter. I thought she looked cool. I got chatting to her. Turned out she had a little show on a community radio. I said I'd have a listen. And it was nice to be able to do something positive for someone.
Yeah.
And it's made her flipping month.
So listen, if you are a company, if you are a streamer, a podcaster.
A streamer, a dreamer.
But also, if you just want to support the station and you just want like a nice message out there, so, like saying like, hello, my name is Steve, and I think we should all be nice to each other.
Yeah.
So do it. You get pre-recorded ads throughout the day. Most of them will be voiced by me. I might ask you to voice some for me. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay.
And at least one live read a week. At least one live read a week. And radioanywhere.live on the website, there's going to be a page for all of our sponsors with blurb and links and all of those things. Marty McFly UK, thank you for the sub.
And we can guarantee that on this radio station, there'll be no mask cutting up,
no
fake pearl clutching, and we won't be haranguing carpenters for no apparent reason.
No. So if you want to support it, and that is a great way of doing it. And if you email radio, will there be roots and swears? Oh, yes.
Yes.
Radio, how do emails work? Ian Lee actor. Radio at radioanywhere.live is the email address. Send if you one. Want to be part of it. Now, John said, can I do the 2 a.m. slot for £100? There is a feature, right, that we are, if you go to ianandcatherine.com, I haven't quite got the merch page set up yet on there. Ian and Kath, on my thing. ianandcatherine.com. There is some stuff you can, right, everyone that's on the show is a on the station is a regular. There's no pay to play philosophy. And at some point, it would be lovely if I could pay them. Even if it was just like 50 quid, yeah. It would be lovely if I could kind of give them some money. However, if you want to support the show and you want to have a bit of fun, you can buy an hour of the station for £100 and you can have your show there, pre-recorded.
Imagine this for the radio geek in your life, right?
Yeah.
Fancies himself as a bit of a radio presenter, you can give him that for Christmas.
I'll introduce it. It'll be introduced by me. It'll be promoted by me on Twitter. And I will do, Denzel, thank you for the sub. It'll be promoted by me on Twitter and I'll do an introduction for it and it will get repeated at least 5 times. So it gets 6 times it goes out, 100 quid, you know, an hour doesn't, it's lucky it doesn't have to be exactly an hour because we're that kind of cool.
Although, we do get refused, you know, it's not like the gay cake scandal.
Yeah.
We do get to say whether or not it fits with what we're doing.
Yeah, if it doesn't fit in with the ethos, the ethics of the station, then it don't go on. But it's 100 quid and it's great for you. You own it, you can do whatever you want with it. It's great for you. But it helps support the station. So that is a nice, Christmas is coming. Maybe you wanna just make a show so you can say to your partner or your mum or your dad, oh, should we listen to the radio? Oh, what's this? It's an hour of Neil Diamond songs linked by, you know, you for that, whatever, right? Can I buy an hour of saying Richard Gregorian over and over again on the radio? Yes,
yeah.
You can. Yes, you can.
Because we endorse that message.
So I am trying to find creative and imaginative ways to try and financially get this thing going. So it covers my costs so that, you know, it'd be great if I could make like 20 quid a show out of it. That'd be great. I would ultimately, if we can make some more, then give a little bit of money to the artist. That's the thing. I want it to be kind of like a cooperative. Can we have an hour of our own music playlist played? Yes, the hour can be anything you want it to be. Yeah, as long as it fits in with the ethos of the station.
You should be in bed.
You should be in bed. Who was that? I listened to Radio Anywhere last night and it was amazing.
Thank you.
Rum Run Jim, thank you. So is there. And I think £100 is fair. I mean, I'm not guaranteeing you're going to get an audience. You know, numbers last night were 350. There's 11 people listening right now. You know, I'm hoping once we get into a regular thing and it launches, but I can't promise you an audience, but I can promise you Sophie King might be interested in doing it. The Why Ian Lee is Wrong About Blade Runner Hour. I can promise you that I will plug it on Twitter. I will top and tail it if you want. I will, and it will get played at least 6 times. Including like a prime slot, and then it will get put throughout the rest of the day. So that's, you know, I'm trying to find imaginative ways, inspired by Keith and the Girl, if I'm completely honest, trying to think of imaginative ways to kind of get this to work. Because it just suddenly, our friend Nick at Poseidon may or may not be coming on board, right? But it was nice to speak to him. Because
I've really got to stop ringing him in the middle of the night saying...
And he said, you know, Ian... Penis. I think this could be bigger than even you think it could be. And I have not dared to think that this might become a success. I've not dared to think it might become a success. But every now and then, I keep thinking, maybe this could be something. But I've got to put the work in. That's why I'm going to do 3 shows a week before we even launch. And I'm also thinking, I want to do like a mental health show. And it's going to be called The Therapist's Hour.
I want to hear it.
And it would be a mixture of, for example, my lemons are lemony, maybe doing a meditation. I've not spoken to her about it. I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
Can you do radio yoga with Brendan?
Yeah, of course we can. You can do anything
we want.
That
would be very cool.
So that's my plan. And we've sold out the Bear Club. Richard Gregorian has bought 3 bonus tickets for us to give away. So... we need to kind of give them away. Nigel phoned. It was lovely to hear Nigel phone in. The whole thing felt warm and it was a really lovely show. It is. I will warn you now, we had a lot of phone calls last night. That will run out very, very quickly as the novelty of it wears off and it becomes a thing. It becomes a thing and the phone calls will stop. That's okay. I've done a 3-hour show. My first
show as a full-on employee at LBC. I'd done 2 weeks, but it was Christmas Eve, 10 till 1 a.m., and it was 3-hour phone-in, and we had 3 calls.
Yeah.
And what, that's how you start doing phone-in shows. That, that's your first one. Boom. So I think it might be something. I think it might be something. John says, my community radio station has an average of 1 listener. I enjoyed it so much last night. It was fun, those old beds and being that guy, but with some extra skills.
What was the radio show you did where you broke through the barrier of trying to be a presenter and you just went with it?
Oh, it was LBC.
Yeah.
I had a producer I didn't really get on with, and no one remembers her. I won't name her, but we didn't get on. But I did what I thought was a phone-in show. I go through the papers and go, oh, there's a story about people getting song lyrics wrong. Oh, there's a story about, you know, tipping. And I would write like 20 questions down, and I'd go in with these sheets of paper. And then Scott Solder said, yes, yeah, after about 3 months, yes, yeah, okay. Why don't you try going in without any news stories? I went, what? He said, you try going in without any news stories. So what would I talk about? Talk about what's happening in your week. And I thought it was the shittest idea I'd ever heard. And I said, well, I'll do it. He said, just do it for 1 week. And uh-huh. if it doesn't work, you can go back to that. I went, all right, I'll do it. And I did it. And it was like taking acid, but on acid. It opened my eyes.
Sometimes you just got to have the rug pulled, haven't you?
It opened my eyes. It's okay.
I did an outside broadcast at Watford Football Club under duress because I didn't want to do any. I don't know anything about football. I'm not interested in football. And, you know, what am I going to talk about at Watford Football Club? Don't worry, we'll get you guests lined up.
Oh.
No, what happened was I ended up sitting in the football stadium on my own for about 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I had to be company.
Yeah.
And that's all you got to do. The moment you go, oh, okay, the usual kind of structure of things doesn't apply, I'm just going to have to do what I do, you kind of push through. And it probably sounded awful for the first maybe 40, 50 minutes. And then I was like, oh, all right, well, shit has hit the fan. Let's just deal with it.
So I found Plank of the Week, as some of you will know. That's a feature that Mike Graham does. Now, my friend Simon sent me this, and I don't think he'd made the connection that I worked there, and he certainly wouldn't have known that I knew this guy. Hang on a second. So this is Mike Graham.
For almost 30 years, I found it possible for us to get our independence as a country.
This fucking prick, right? Excuse me. No more swearing. Sorry.
What in my analytics YouTube suggests that I want to hear from Mr. Toad?
So this guy, there was an advert with this guy, and it said, you may have noticed that things are getting more and more expensive recently. Yeah, because of you. You put the price up. What's he wanging on about now?
Back from the European Union. It wasn't easy, but you know what? In the end, we won.
This is the voice of the face of victory. We won.
You won.
We won.
Well, I'm now fighting a very different battle. It's a battle.
I'm fighting a different battle.
Yeah, I'm fighting not to eat fish full of shit.
And every one of us to have financial.
40 odd hours it was being pumped out into the sea.
Yeah, I've seen the shitty fish. Oh, I know why it's so quiet. It's because we need to do a little wingy wing. There we go. That should do it.
Independence, because there are many of you out there that have given away your savings to other people to manage who've not been happy with the way.
Do you remember when he started a political party and everyone that was going to be a politician had to pay £1,000, and then he withdrew all support for it, and they're going, where's that? But we paid you. Limited company. That's how you fundraise, a limited company.
Which it's been done. So what I'm trying to do is to give people knowledge, to get them to understand how investments, how financial markets.
It's a prick. Well, here we go. This is great, right? This is great. This is great. So this is an Insulate Britain protester.
Yeah.
Looking like a young Uri Geller.
You grow all sorts of things, can't you?
Well, you can't grow concrete.
You can.
Oh, have you not got the full thing?
Oh, no, where is the full thing?
Oh, God.
Hang on a minute. No, hang on.
It's been all over.
Let's try it. No, it's this. Hang on.
Well, you can grow all sorts of things, can't you?
Well, you can't grow concrete.
Right, where is the bit I got sent then? Because have you got the full one? Because
yeah.
I got.
Well, I've seen it. I've not retweeted it. Out of pique.
Where is it? Simon sent it to me on Facebook. Let's see if I can find it. Mike Graham Concrete. There's a longer one.
This is the one.
No, there's
Cameron?
This is the one.
Is it? Yeah, okay.
He was
this
on for
it.
Less than a Morning, minute.
Mike. Oh, okay. All right. This is it. Have you seen this, you guys? Have you seen this?
It's the biggest cell phone I've seen for quite some time.
Oh, hello. What are you glued to, Cameron?
Well, you glued. How do I make it bigger? I don't know how to make it bigger. So
click on,
just...
If you click on the actual thing, does it not take you to YouTube?
No, because this is a Facebook video. So we'll just stick with this.
Morning, Mike.
Oh, hello. What are you glued to, Cameron?
Just to your screen, unfortunately.
Unfortunately? What do you do for a living, well, Cameron?
I'm a carpenter.
A carpenter.
Where's his hand? What's he doing here? Is he jerking off Mike Parry?
They're not friends anymore, are they?
Right. You can still wank him off. Right.
So how safe is that for the climate?
Well, I work with timber, which is a much more sustainable material rather than concrete. I also
But you work with trees that have been cut down then, don't you?
It's a sustainable building practice.
How is it sustainable if you're killing trees?
Well, you grow more trees. I mean...
We know this. Grown-ups know this.
Because it's regenerative, you can grow trees.
Right. Well, you can grow all sorts of things, can't you?
Well, you can't grow concrete.
You can.
Mate, come on!
See you, Cameron. Cheerio. Good. That was Cameron. He grows trees and then cuts them down and then makes...
He grows trees. Yeah, you can grow trees.
Here's the thing. He describes effectively being a carpenter and goes, arsehole. No.
Let's just watch it. I love it.
Morning, Mike.
Oh, hello. What are you...
Now, we used to know Mike and he was always very nice to us. And he said to us at the time, I don't believe any of that shit I say. I just say it. I'm not completely convinced he doesn't believe any of that shit. But also, he never understood that just saying it is dangerous. And so I blocked him.
He knows what the assignment is.
To Cameron?
Just to your screen, unfortunately.
Unfortunately? What do you do for a living, Cameron?
I'm a carpenter.
A carpenter, right. So how safe is that for the climate?
Well, I work with timber, which is a much more sustainable material rather than
trees
concrete.
Don't grow trees,
so you work with trees that have been cut down then, don't you?
It's a sustainable building practice.
How is it sustainable if you're killing trees?
This guy's face, because there is a flicker.
Because it's regenerative, you can grow trees.
Right. Well, you can grow all sorts of things, can't you?
Well, you can't grow concrete.
You can.
He goes there, yeah. There.
See you, Cameron. Cheerio. That was Cameron. He grows trees and then cuts them down and then makes things from them. Brilliant. Marvellous. I don't think I ever want to talk to any of those people.
Yeah, because he's totally schooled you, mate. This is... Oh, thank you, Tim. That's insane, right? That's insane. Plank of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Plank of the week.
A plank made out of grown concrete.
It's, I mean, that's insane.
Yeah. That's a... I can't remember the lyrics to this song, but I'm going to just sing the tune anyway. Yeah. So he knew he was going in to try and pull this guy's trousers down. The guy was wearing a kilt. So he still made the gesture, but nothing happened.
It's the weirdest, weirdest thing. Advertise on radio anyway, because that's what we're up against. And I think we're not going to not talk radio. We're not going to beat Murdoch. We're not going to talk radio. But I think... If we let people know that there is this space that is creative and is joyous and is fun and is silly and is irreverent and also, is healthy and is good for your soul, we might just save some people.
And also, it tells the people who are making these radio stations and forming them in this certain way that that's not what we're all into and that we're not all falling for it.
Yeah. So come and join us. Come and advertise. Come and buy a show, an hour's worth of show, and do it. By the way, we have sold about 15...
Ron Ron Jim says it's now Talk Radio's pinned tweet. Yeah, yeah. They know what they're doing. Well, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't. What they're doing, I think, is getting clicks, but they don't know what they're doing. Dave, we did work there for quite a long time.
In terms of getting clicks, they know what they're doing. Dave says, I'm going to advertise my concrete growing business. I'm here because I subbed to Limmy. Work that one out, says Filthy Jesus. I mean, if you say the PT, you're out of here. You're out of here. All right? So be careful. Drink very carefully. But it's lovely to have you here, Filthy. It's lovely, lovely to have you here. Should we open the phone lines? Paddington Green tonight, guys. Last free show of the month. Tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning is a paywalled show. We missed Anonymous.
Have you seen this? Grande Lazio, I think he's trying to be helpful. How about a fab hour, fashion and beauty, with the special K's, Catherine and Katie? We could talk about tampons.
I think they can do it if you pay them £150 each for an hour. How about that? Treading carefully is so filthy. Treading carefully, Jesus. Okay. We missed a withheld call. I wonder who that might have been. We missed this.
Hello there, Ian Mudd. How are you getting on? How are the kids? How are the grandkids? Have you fun? Jog on.
Oh, let's phone these guys back. These guys sound fun.
But then he said jog on, like he was interested.
I like these guys. Let's phone these back. Cozy Bug, thank you for the sub.
Extraordinary voice. I hope they're all right.
Every penny. Michael Savva's in the room. Yes? My grandkids are very fine, thank you.
Hello, who's this?
Well, you asked how my grandkids were. They're fine, thank you.
Oh, Ian Lee.
Yes?
Oh, yeah. How are your grandchildren?
Very well. They're very fine, thank you.
Oh, nice. What was said in the... what was said in the... in the... What's it called? In the voicemail. That's the worst. I don't know.
You left it, I'm assuming. It was this number.
No, that's not what I mean. That was my mate. That was not me.
Okay, well, I don't really know. But we just thought we'd call you back.
Are you on live? Are you live?
We are live, yes. I'm also hovering over the cut-off button.
Well, I'm on Twitch.
Correct, yes.
Hmm. Well, you still like... who do you like? Is it the Beach Boys?
Yeah, I still like the Beach Boys. Let's
get the bloody thing. All right, nice. Let's get the bloody thing going. Let's get the bloody thing going. All right, mate, calm down. I'll chin you.
I'll chin you.
No, not you, Ian. I'm not going to chin you. I'll chin the guy telling me to bloody keep on going or whatever.
Black bra.
Will you chin him?
I will chin him. I'll chin you as well.
Will you?
I will chin you.
Ian Lee, all right, do you remember in Manchester? Where is it? I don't know how to explain, but you did a show in Manchester and I came on stage and I gave you some Marmite.
I don't remember being given Marmite, no.
I gave you Marmite and I had Donald Trump toilet paper. And I came on the stage and I talked about my dad.
I remember the Donald Trump toilet paper.
Do you know why? Because my car got robbed and that was the only thing they left. They wouldn't even wipe their arse on him.
Yeah.
But that was me.
You robbed her car?
No, I'm not. yeah, I robbed the car. No, that was me who was on the stage. Oh.
Okay. Well, that was me that was on the stage as well.
It was, yeah. I've grown now. How long ago was that? That was like...
I don't know, 4 years ago?
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Wasn't it? We're four years closer to death.
Do you not remember my Marmite? I gave you Marmite. No. You said
what
you
was the Marmite for? Go on. Can you remember what the joke was?
No, they weren't a joke. It's just like I heard that he liked Marmite. So
I do like Marmite.
Yeah. Do you?
I love Marmite. Yeah. I've had Marmite for ages.
Yeah, Marmite's amazing. How do you not like Marmite? Marmite's beautiful.
Some people don't, famously.
Okay, well, nice to talk to you, man.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to you, Ian. And
I'm going
to
chin you.
I've forgotten your name, sorry.
It's all right, I'll chin you.
I'll chin you too, mate, honestly.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.